I love that too. Hard to interrupt it, but it's time. I think it's time. In this case, it's my own technical difficulty. Anyway, difficulty with technology. Welcome to the July 28th, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And I want to begin with this little thought. The gap between our hanging back and deciding to act cannot be filled but by our restored power and our love. And this is the key theme of today's show. But the other key theme is seeing reality about the purpose, the function of the state. The state exists to gather power to itself and keep it out of the hands of the people. And it's difficult to challenge that until we as individuals want to be powerful. That is a recurring theme of these shows, in which I've been arguing that we reclaim our power by reclaiming our authentic voices, our original earth voices. And that means by reclaiming words. But this must all happen simultaneously. And that means using the media and the technology to advance our thought quickly. If you have the means to do this, to advance these discussions, please step up. Our hope as a species depends on it. Because what we need to be about right now is magnifying the impact. And on that tip, I want to share that I heard from a gentleman at KPFZ in Lakeport, California, about an interview focusing on waking up. And I'll update the website if it happens. The state appeals to our need for security because security was stripped from us in destroying our self-created networks, our authentic connections. And as we haven't yet reconstituted them, it's difficult to trust that we can provide for each other what the state promises but can never deliver. The good life, happiness, love. And as we've been continuously betrayed by the state, especially the state in us, many of us have ceased to believe in its possibility, the possibility of love leading. So we have to model it, be it. These conversations are very much needed because it starts with hearing our voices say these unthinkable thoughts. That's where it starts. It sounds trite to say that it begins by hearing it over the airwaves. It begins by us beginning to talk to each other, but it does. It literally does, because the thoughts we are thinking determine us, and we don't have access until we put them in our mouths to authentic thoughts. And they're essential that we start saying these things because we're at a turning point. And this issue of how do we provide for ourselves is very up for all of us. Egypt and Tunisia and Greece, as nations, and in other places as transition towns or villages, we are going to have to unite these discussions within a single frame globally. The frame of freedom for all humans.